Toye.
Oh, yeah.
Where's
that? It's by Lupton. Oh, no, Greece, but it's more around there.
Way back on the white.
But how many non-Indians, how many non-Indians go to Rough Rock? Or is it all in?
I think there's a few. There's about two. About two.
See, like our Indian Studies program is something different because we have to open it up to non-Indians. Mm-hmm.
Ours is open to non-Indians.
I know. See, we have to. And I don't know, it seems to me that there's going to be some obstacles, like if we do have a literature course where someone's going to come in and tell legends and stories.
Like saying things you don't want.
Yes, yeah, they'll be reluctant to say things that maybe they wouldn't want to, they would only want to tell to Indian. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I think we're going to run into some obstacles.
NCC is doing that. They bring in medicine men.
Mm-hmm. I think they're training about seven guys.
Yeah,
eight guys to be medicine men. It's going to take about 8 years.
Right, yeah.
To think, to learn all these prayers by memory. Wow.
Yeah. But then they're only Indians too.
Maybe medicine men.
You know, this one girl, NCI convention, made a statement when we were talking about this. And I thought, well, I don't know, and I kept thinking about it, and the more I think about it, maybe she was right. She says, why don't we just have an Indian university?
Indian college.
Yeah,
right.
Indian college, you know, just
maybe
just that.
But at the same time.
You know, it's like, yeah. Like the NCC, the trouble with the NCC, is that the NCC?
Big problem.
NCAI?
Yeah.
No, the NCC.
NCC.
No, there's so many. Oh. Well, the trouble with that is,
there's no teachers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
have
to have someone that's qualified in, say, accounting or economics or something. You have to have somebody that's qualified.
And like,
whether
NCC probably won't be accredited under this association for quite a number of years until it's
maybe
earned it.
Maybe
you know,
maybe that's
like any college that begins.
I know, but this isn't any college. You know, it's a special one.
Let's, yeah.
I don't know.
But then, Well, let's say they want to teach, they might not be really qualified because they didn't have qualified professors. Or, I don't know. Just like, let's say they want to teach outside of the reservation, although they have a degree in this university or this college. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't
can
know.
The more
they,
you talk about it, it seems like maybe we go to the university here and get our white man's education, whatever we want, and we go to an Indian-type university.
Either
to get our doctorate in Indian. I don't know.
That sounds crazy.
Well, how's that going to help anyone to know all about Indians?
Yeah, that's true. That's another thing, too.
It seems like as long as you can learn the educational tools to use and go back to your reservation and utilize it in wherever it's necessary, well, I don't know. It seems like there's what you're saying was, you know, you either teach culture or else you teach, I don't know how to say it. It's hard to define the difference between academic and culture because I think the university and all universities are teaching a culture because they're teaching you how to act in this world. They're teaching you what mannerisms, how to speak, how to dress, everything, and that's teaching a culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're just creating this monotonous...
Mm-hmm. So if you want to change it, what do you do?
Nothing.
Change. What do you mean? Change what? What?
Where? Change
this. They're creating. What they're creating is.
Who?
Is the university right now? Because they're
UN?
Like yeah,
okay.
Like she said, what they're teaching is in a sense a culture. They're creating a bunch of robots that are all the same. See, they're all thinking the same. This culture, as she said.
I think if you want to...
I don't know.
I would say go home.
Yeah.
Go back and
and be with your people.
Yeah.
You know, be with your grandparents, the people who are Indian, who lived in India. You know, I think that's the only one can do it. That's absolutely. You have to be like one of them.
Yeah.
And or you don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rules are already set in this culture.
Right.
See? And if, I mean, in a sense you gotta, you have to play by it, you know, to succeed or get to where you're going. But they're already set and defined.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Anna, is your kid about
water? I think it ran out already.
No. Talk about
Norman said he was going to sing a song, a special song.
You know what we sang that at the banquet at Shalimar? Oh.
Shalimar Inn?
Yeah, we sang it. And everyone applauded. It was really cute. You know.
What is that?
Banquet.
Is that Mary Had a Little Lamb and Navajo?
What do you call it? The girl? Then your girl's banquet or something.
Oh, what you just got to see. You know what that sounded like? With the way you know you the way you said it real fast. Have you seen that commercial for that corn masa? Or whatever it was. Just the way you said it real fast. That's how it sounded.
Yeah. What was this for?
Huh?
$9? You mean 9 hours quick, or what is it?
Yeah, real quick anyway.
Well.
So I can give you some of each.
No wonder you supplied all this.
You're really using your time.
I don't know, I mean, do most students here are going to work with, in some way to help Indian problems, or try to solve them, or find out solutions, or you know, try to research, do the research this summer. I mean,
mm-hmm.
most students are well. Like with myself, I'm working with Southwest Indian Development this
mm-hmm.
summer, and try to. Our program is sort of like an action, research action program,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't know. I think, I put up a bulletin in Kiva Club saying, you know, we need.
Did anybody contact you?
Yeah, six contacted me. Mrs. Zah told me to interview them, and I did, and you know, see if they're sincere and interested in
mm-hmm.
helping Indians, and which I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think more students should take part in this type of program during the
yeah.
summer and get
right.
more. It's in the Wonder Rock, and it's mostly orientated for the Navajo Reservation right at the moment, but we would like to expand later because we got $20,000 to work with this summer.
He interviewed me at supper. We were eating beans.
Are you gonna work with them?
Yeah,
see, this thing about communication, I don't think, like I told you, remember when you were in there, I don't think
yeah.
too many students saw it. This thing about students coming in and see, I don't think Anna even saw it. She comes in pretty often. And even Anna didn't see it.
Well, I saw it.
Didn't you know what it was?
Yeah. But I didn't read it.
See, that's the thing right there, Anna.
I know what they're doing and stuff, and I felt, you know, because I have some plans of my own to
yeah,
do
that's the only reason
action project
I didn't,
type of thing.
That's why I thought
yeah.
you would be interested, because I had a list of all the Indian students that are going
yeah.
to school on a
mm-hmm.
scholarship, BIA,
yeah.
and I tried to get, I talked to most of the students.
I think, you know, I wanted to put that in that newsletter, too.
Yeah, this
yeah.
SID?
Yeah.
Well, how long will they be recruiting till when?
I'm trying, most of the students feel that, you know, they should be notified as soon as possible because, you know, they got to work, look for jobs, and I'm talking,
yeah.
During Easter break, I'm going to talk to Mr. Zah.
To extend it?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not trying to, you know, say, you know, if they're accepted or not, and try to tell them as soon as Easter break's over. And tonight I was say something about slip of my hand. And I believe he said it's some about 50 students this summer.
50? Wow.
And I believe he's trying to, you know, spread it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said five of them here. And these five will be under work
yeah.
set.
You know, I think there's a lot of well, university students, by the fact that they are university students, I think a lot of them, I found out, are really interested in other Indians, too. Like, well, I never knew about other Indian tribes till last year. You know, I knew they were around, but I think they're really interested in trying to, well, what I'm trying to say is non-Navajos might be interested in something like this, whether it was on the Navajo reservation, or Navajos might be interested in, you know, these other workshops or other Indian projects, like NIYC or something. And I think that's part of the whole thing too, you know, like retaining the land, the whole thing, you know, Indian.
Are you going to be here this summer to work on this?
I've got two things, you know. I don't.
Are you going to be here in Elk River?
I might. I might be here. Elsa might be back home.
See, another thing we want to get onto is.
Well, Norman, I think they were here. DNA was here about 3 weeks ago recruiting pre-law students to work on a reservation to help, you know, act as counselors or something.
Yeah.
You know, just to get training and so forth. And they were here about 3 weeks ago. That's when I'm talking to Zal. And, you know, just for summer work, to work with Navajos. And you might contact them about that.
So all you needed was five?
Yes. That's what he said, suggested.
You want to interview anybody else?
You can probably contact him personally and ask him. I mean, you probably have.
Because I was wondering if I could work out something with that, with, you know, where I'm from. Casimiro.
Where's that one?
Right,
close to
Smith Lake.
Yeah.
Are you from there?
Marigo Pass.
Really?
Which
clan?
Twitchy.
Oh, that's not
Twitchy.
It's
Twitchy.
Well,
that's
Cheat. Well, that's
Cheat
and
Chitna
Juni.
I didn't say Willie Cheat. No, that's Chitna Juni. Willie Cheat is what they used to call me.
Willie Cheat?
My father wasn't Navajo, so they made up a nickname for him. That's what they used to
call him. Well, hey, keep in touch with the club this summer, because we're going to be hiring someone, and we'd like to work something out for the incoming freshmen, kind of orientation for the Indians by themselves, you know, in. When they go through, what is it, orientation week?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and work out something where we can get them all in one session. And we kind of like to keep in touch, you know, what, you know, other groups are doing.
And that's, well, Mr. Zaya has that in mind this summer. Well,
oh.
You know, to get representatives from all, well, most of the major Indian organizations and come and visit this SID discussion group and you know, present their, well, what they're doing and, you know, their goals and so forth, you know, so we can get across, how would you say it?
Yeah. What did you guys do last summer?
They worked on the traders report.
Traders.
How'd that
turn? It came out good. Really? And they're going to have an action group this summer working on, expose the traders report.
Mm-hmm. What you guys do, just go out and talk to the traders or go buy stuff or talk to the people?
Everything. They talked to the people, went and saw the traders and,
mm-hmm.
and pawned jewelry and saw the interest, the real interest charges they were making and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Who's here?
Oh,
Jesus.
How many worked on that?
Oh, I think about 8 or 10.
Really?
And, well, I would say Mr. Michael Benson is in our organization. He's really the really spark plug to the whole organization.
Did you visit every trading?
Yes, all the groups were divided into eight agencies, and they were given a list of trading posts that made a report. And each week they made a report on each trading post.
Mm-hmm.
And during the week they made the research on all the trading posts.
How did the traders react to the...
Did you hear about the one that was it by Crown Point or somewhere? Where they told them to get out of the trading post and
I heard a few things, but...
It wasn't a doubt.